bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you on the site. All free for you. Freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And I got some good news, Mark. Something that is actually legal in New York City. Because apparently it's illegal to, have margarine if you're a restaurant. It's illegal to have soda, although I guess that one was stayed, a certain size soda. That particular law is...
The list goes on and on.
Currently in the courts. Oh, there's a lot of stuff that's illegal in New York City, and sometimes it can feel like there's not much left. Well, according to PolicyMike.com, ladies of New York, you are free to walk bare-breasted through the city. Okay. New York City's 34,000 police officers have been instructed that should they encounter a woman in public who is shirtless but obeying the law, they should not arrest her. And this is a good step, according to Hannah Ridge at Policy Mike, toward gender parity in public spaces. She says this decision means that breast exposure is not considered public lewdness, indecent exposure, or disorderly conduct. It also notes that should a crowd form around a topless woman, the officer should...
Which is not unlikely.
...should instruct the crowd to disperse and then respond appropriately if it does not. Relative coverage is no longer a factor. The shift in policy comes after several years of litigation and protest. In the 1992 case, People versus Ramona Santarelli and Mary Lou Schloss, the New York Court of Appeals ruled in favor of two women who were arrested with five others for exposing their breasts in a Rochester park, holding the law void as discriminatory. The ruling was put to the test in 2005 when Jill Cassaro bared her breasts on Delancey Street in New York, citing the 1992 decision. She was detained for 12 hours. She subsequently successfully sued the city for $29,000. Nice job.
I suppose.
In 2007, Go Topless, a national organization supporting gender equality and shirtlessness laws, established Go Topless Day. Dozens of women.
Do you think that... Okay, so now I might be done. You think that women going without shirts in some way actually promotes equality?
Yeah, considering that it's illegal in a lot of places. Yeah, I think that's important.
So it's a civil disobedience against the inequality that's in the law.
Well, I think it's in the law because in some people's minds there's an inequality there, too. I think that there's a perspective that there's something salacious or dirty about, being topless as a female. A lot of people will look down their noses at it, that there's something bad about this. Well, if it's bad to do it as a woman, why isn't it equally bad to do it as a male? I mean, let's have some consistency, shall we?
I agree with you on that point. I guess, to me this kind of smacks of feminism. Does that sound that way to you?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I don't know. I mean, like, it seems like a feminist...
Well, define feminism.
I think it's
the idea that women should be considered on equal ground as male.
Males? If one used that definition, I'm for it.
I'm for that too.
I often find people that self-described as feminists for things that don't have to do with equality. That are in fact
the
opposite.
You're talking about somebody who wants to put women on a higher pedestal than men and punish
pedestal,
all men.
Pedestal probably not the word, the term. But how about legal standing?
Right, yeah. So if you're talking about giving someone certain perks because of the fact that she's a woman over men, then that would be discrimination in a negative fashion towards men. And I think that all human beings should be free to display whatever portions of their bodies they want to.
I concur with you on that. I just don't think that my opinion really matters. Generally on women, on issues that have to do with women, women have to convince women, not convince men, that when a majority of women in this country wanted to be able to vote, they voted. They got the vote. Mm-hmm. When a majority of women think it's okay for women to walk around bare-breasted, you will find that women can walk around bare-breasted.
Well, that's
these stories
question.
Almost have nothing to do with men.
Well, that's an interesting question. I would be very curious to see. And maybe there's a poll out there that we can look up or somebody can find and post on our Facebook page. Maybe someone's done this. I'm curious to know. Just looking at women's opinions on topless women, what do they think? I have no idea. I wouldn't even begin to speculate.
I would guess, and it's just a guess, that women are generally, mostly you know, just don't care.
I would bet you'd find more acceptance of it in urban areas than you do in rural rural areas.
You're just guessing? Okay.
I'm totally guessing, though.
All right. I don't know the answer to that. That may be the case. I think that you'll find that women are probably more conservative on this issue than men are. That when you ask the majority of men, men will say, yes, it is a fine idea for women to go around topless. Mm-hmm. And when you ask the majority, unless their wives are nearby, in which case they will shut up and look at their wife.
That's right.
And if you ask the majority of women, they'll be like, why would you want to do that?
Maybe you want to get some sun. Maybe it feels nice. Maybe you want to.
I don't know the answer.
Maybe you just want to feel equal to men.
Yeah.
And
For human freedom in all of its forms.
Yeah,
I just don't think my opinion matters here even less than it does to the government bureaucrats on this issue. I guess is what my point is.
I think that we
live in a matriarchal society, and that largely women get to make the decisions, and this is no different.
Okay, well, since your opinion doesn't matter, let's get back to the story. In 2007, Go Topless, a national organization supporting gender equality, they established Go Topless Day. Dozens of women protest, often topless, in 30 cities around the United States, promoting equal rights to be shirtless. Protests usually include chants of free your breasts, free your minds, and a song, Let 'em Breathe, to the tune of the Beatles' Let It Be. While some who have witnessed these events have suggested that this is extreme liberalism and why America's in decline, or it's degrading to women, others have been supportive. One man said he would encourage his wife to join them. Though bare-breasted women might shock the sensibilities of some in the public, it's encouraging to see the police responding positively to gender bias, even on such a seemingly small scale. After all, no one thinks twice about a man shirtless on a summer day. However, the female nipple or chest is considered lewd by some.
I don't think that police largely care about this issue either. They care about enforcing the law, and they probably are, many of them are misinformed on what the law is in this particular area. They probably agree, with many people that an exposed breast is nudity, whereas by the law standards, it generally is not, or it should not be, at the very least. But when police are told that, hey, this is legal, I don't think you're going to find very many of them that are going to get all bent out of shape on it. My God, the moral decline of America. I mean, that
police are going to do what they're told.
But police have shown many times and with many prohibitions that they will go well beyond what they are told. Mm-hmm. And in this case, this isn't a prohibition that I think that they're really
concerned
with.
Well, in the case
where
they're going well beyond, they're doing it usually with the blessings of the higher-ups. So, like in California, where they continued to, for a while, not, the local cops don't do this so much anymore, but in the beginning, when local sheriffs and such were still cracking down on medical marijuana and things like that, they were doing that at the behest of their higher-ups. In this case, it's the higher-ups saying, hey, cut it out.
Okay.
So there's a notice that has gone out to the department. Let's go to Helen. She's listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Helen.
Oh, hi. I wasn't calling to talk about the topless stuff, but...
Well, we're going to ask you questions anyway, Helen.
Yeah, okay, so, I don't care.
Do you think this is a riveting, a bit of news here, and do you think that women of America care?
I can't speak for all women of America, but I was listening to you, I was trying to figure out, because a few years ago, there was a protest, and it happened here in Ithaca, where, like, women in college town were running through the streets topless. And I remember that I think it's legal in Canada, and people were walking, like, across the bridge, where the Niagara Falls is, and they were taking, as they hit the Canadian border, like, they took off their tops and stuff. So, I mean, if anybody wants to
do that. It's a pretty weak protest.
I don't know. If anybody wants to do it, like, go ahead. If I want some sun, I'd rather wear a...
Do you feel like Mark is maybe on to something, though? I mean, he's suggesting that the problem is the intolerance of other women as far as why this isn't more common, as far as why more women aren't seen topless, let's say, in during the summertime. If you don't mind, I'd like to hang on to your call, Helen, and bring you back here in a moment. Can you stick with us?
Yes.
Yeah, we'd love to get your insights. As the lady on the air right now, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, toplessness now legal in New York City. This is Free Talk Live. For everyone, it's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You're welcome to share your thoughts on toplessness for everyone in New York City. They're finally coming around after, 20 years since a court made a decision on this, to issuing policy to the police officer saying, hey guys, no more arresting ladies who have taken their tops off because it's not illegal. You need to stop that stuff. So we'll get back into the story here. We've got Helen on the line, but first...
You know, I get a lot of different nutritional supplements that different advertisers want me to advertise and endorse. And, you know, if I'm going to endorse a product, I have to have taken the product and it has to work for me. So I have taken a lot of products that, frankly, I can't endorse because they haven't worked for me. And, you know, maybe I have the reputation on Free Talk Live as being the one who handles the ads, and maybe therefore I'm more likely to endorse a product or something like that. I don't know if that's the case, but I can tell you I've been taking a nutritional supplement recently that really has been working for me. It's called Axia 30. It's a weight loss supplement. It's full of antioxidants and you know, all kinds of, has all kinds of health and anti-aging benefits is the claim. I have been taking it for 3 weeks, and I can tell you one thing's for certain. I've lost weight in that period of time.
Hmm.
I've been taking it for a little less than 3 weeks, and I've lost a little more than 3 pounds. And I haven't had any success losing weight. I've done nothing. I had no expectation of you know, the product even necessarily working for me. So many nutritional supplements don't. I'm kind of the opinion that about 75% of them don't work, and about 25% of them do. I had done nothing different, and I got on the scale and was just looked and I was stunned. I haven't been losing weight for many months. My weight was out of control. I hadn't quite reached 200, but I was getting scared that I was going to.
All right, so what's the secret here?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What's the magic ingredient? Do you know?
I frankly don't know. I mean, you know, I've been taking the supplement. It's been working for me. I need to study.
You're
up
saying
on
it's natural, though? You know that much?
Right. Chamonix, which is the company that puts it out, they pride themselves in natural and sort of all natural ingredients in all their supplements, which makes me feel better. It does have some kind of stimulant in it. And you know, Ian, that I can't take stimulants. But this stimulant is so mild that I can barely even tell that I've taken it. So if you have some kind of aversion to stimulants, Axia 30 may be something that you can still take. I'm highly intolerant of stimulants, and I can take it. If you can handle stimulants, you won't even know what's happening. So it's called Axia 30, and the only way you can get it through us is through a telephone number, and I'm going to give you that telephone number here. It's 800-543-6613. This product has worked for me, like I said, less than 3 weeks, more than 3 pounds. 800-543-6613. Give them a call. Give it a try. I mean, I'm confident at this point that I'm going to be losing a few more pounds, and I'm very interested to see how it continues to work for me. 800-543-6613.
Let's go to the phones. Back to Helen in New York. We're talking about toplessness in New York City in this case, but also toplessness everywhere, and why it is that some people are so intolerant of the idea of women having the same level of freedom as men, and that is to go around shirtless. And Helen, I'd asked the question a few moments ago, and I think, Mark, we've put this up on the Facebook page.
Well, I would if you didn't keep asking things of me.
You will be doing that shortly. But the question that Mark had suggested earlier, that the reason why it's so atypical to see women topless is because of what other women will do about it. Mark says that men won't have a problem with it for the most part, but that other women will. Do you think he's on to anything there, Helen, or is that nonsense? What do you think?
I actually was calling about a different topic, but I might run out of time, and this is much more humorous about what I was calling in about. But topless, my attitude is, who cares? I really don't know any women who are offended by it. If you don't recall, a few months ago, Kate, I forget her official title, you know, the new addition to the royal family. There was some paparazzi.
Princess Kate.
Yeah, he was taking pictures of her sunbathing with her husband topless, and then a couple of tabloids published him.
Mm-hmm.
She was able to, like, after that, just hold her head high and be like, what's the big deal, you know? So
right.
And I
think it's about the time and the place to some extent, too. I mean, I think she was probably on some beach where taking one's top off is okay, right?
She was on private property, and some paparazzi had a zoom lens, and
good for her for standing up for it and not acting embarrassed or sorry about that. I think that's good, and I'm glad to hear Helen that Mark is incorrect in his presumption. Maybe it's because
there was a lot of caterwaul in this town about women being topless on Central Square because it was too close to a middle school.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know if that was coming from women or men or both. I think that the, I think
well,
that really
it certainly came from Cynthia Chase, who was the representative, who was a woman.
I don't think that it's fair to say, well, it's women that are doing this. I think that it's people who are socially intolerant of the freedoms of others to control their own body. I think it's those people who have the problem, and I think those people are both men and women.
Well, I'm amazed that Bloomberg, who's a super control freak, that he's letting this happen.
So what did you call it in about, Helen?
Well, hold on. Bloomberg has no, you know, no say in this. I mean, it's the courts that ruled two decades ago about this, and now, finally, the police department has issued a notice and informed all of their officers about it.
Well, I know in France people do it all the time, you know, like just in the middle of the city, along the Seine, on the docks, people just take their tops off and sunbathe. And in little parks in the middle of the city, like overweight old ladies will, like, take their dress off and they'll sunbathe in their panties and their bra, you know, like.
And this is in the park?
Yeah, in France, yeah. Like
and this was your experience when you were in France, is that right?
Yeah, I lived there for 4 years, yeah.
A friend of mine said he went jogging in France, and he went from apparently some more urban area to some more rural sort of towny area, and he went jogging topless. And he believed that, you know, he had been sort of told, I guess he was told later that it was a bad idea to do such a thing, and he felt that he you know set the town's lips afire with his impropriety by jogging through the town topless in like the 80s. Does that sound accurate to you? Because
that sounds weird. I think when I was in the south of France, I was wearing like a nice looking one piece bathing suit, and just about everybody else was topless. So it's like I became the point of attraction, the sex person.
You were the strange one. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Helen, what were you calling about tonight? You're welcome to get to that.
All right, I'll talk fast. And a last few hours ago, there's been horrible news that came out of Great Britain. I think it happened in London. I know it was near some barracks for troops. A young British soldier was like walking across the street, and he was mowed down by a vehicle. You know, so I'm just thinking, I put myself in this guy's shoes. I'm like, my God, I'm just run over by a car. My back is going to be screwed up. Maybe I broke a leg. My head hit the concrete. But the car stopped. So you're like, okay, good. The car stopped. But, and then the two guys get out of the car. You know, like, so he's probably thinking, oh, they're coming to help me. So they came out with a meat cleaver, and they killed him with a meat cleaver. And they
the other story said, oh, here, we'll maybe get into detail here in a few moments. Helen, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, you ban guns. People are going to find meat cleavers to do their horrifying acts. We'll dig into this here in a little bit. Also, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries. or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you more details on this breaking news in Great Britain with two men who allegedly murdered... stabbed to death with cleavers and such, a soldier on the streets of Great Britain. We'll give you more information about that here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can also reach us on Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. Go to m as in mobile. freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and podcasts and more. So once again, m as in mobile. freetalklive.com.
Hacking, chopping, cleaving. I'm not sure exactly what kind of death a cleaver death is.
That would be a cleaving, I would think. Sure.
A cleaving death?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it would be. I mean, that's what it sounds, but I've just never heard the terminology used before. You know, I mean, with a knife, it's a stabbing death, right? But with a cleaver, it's a... It's a cleaving death? It's a, I don't know. Anyway, chopping death? If you're looking for less gruesome entertainment, perhaps professional sports are, that's a segue, professional sports are a on the list. You can get professional sports tickets from scorebig.com. So if you're looking for tickets to some kind of, you know, maybe NFL or NHL or Major League Baseball, perhaps tennis, any of the major sports, soccer, another one on the list, just go to scorebig.com. This is every major, most major, I can't say every because I don't know, just about every major sports franchise has tickets at scorebig.com, and these tickets are at up to 60% off. These are not nosebleed seats. These are the seats right where you want to have them at prices you can afford to take the whole family to, since there's up to 60% off. Now, we all know that many major league sporting events, it's very difficult to take the family to them. But when you can get a discount of up to 60%, scorebig.com makes things a lot more likely that you'll be able to pull it off. Now, maybe you don't like sporting events. They've got great theater and family shows, too. Disney on Ice, Cirque du Soleil, Sesame Street Live, lots more at scorebig.com. When you go to scorebig.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter FTL. Once you click on it, it'll give you a little option to enter FTL. And you'll get $15 off of your first purchase of sports tickets or theater tickets or family show tickets, whatever it is you get. So besides the 60% off, you'll get an additional $15 off at scorebig.com. Click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter coupon code FTL as in Free Talk Live.
Let's go to the phones and more about the UK situation with the cleaving happening on the streets. But Frankie's on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
I just wanted to mention something about in 1999 or 2000, there was a bus called the Voyeur bus. And what it is, it had two glass sides so you could see right in the bus. And it was about 5 or 16, over 18, of course, between 18 and 19 years old, topless girls that drove around New York City. And
why?
I swear to God, yeah, you got to turn off your Safe Search and Google Image, and you got to be 18 to look at the pictures. But if you Google Image Teen Voyeur Bus, you can see that. And the backstory is it was a radio show that was broadcasting, and you could probably find it on the YouTube, because I'm sure somebody put it up there. It's called Teen Voyeur Bus. And Louis Black, the comedian, was actually on that bus. And Dick Clinton was president at the time. And they ended up stopping the bus and arresting everybody on the bus. So Louis Black and a couple of comedians did get arrested on the Teen Voyeur bus.
And when was this, you say?
It was when Clinton was president, because they were on the presidential route, so they arrested him for being on the presidential route. But the cops were pretty much going by, and they saw this bus with two glass sides. It was becoming dark out, and the bus was lit up inside. There was a 16-year-old kid on a bicycle following the bike, following the bus. They went from, like, 42nd Street down to City Hall in front of the mayor's house or whatever, and then they turned around and started heading back up, and they almost made it the whole way, but they got stopped because they were on a presidential route.
Wow. Well, I have to say, I did Google this, and Googling that does not find any pictures of the Teen Voyeur bus.
It does show some pictures from the event, but it doesn't show the actual bus. It does show
lots of hardcore porn that come up when you check that in.
Okay, there's another site that might still have it on there, but if you go to YouTube and Google Teen Voyeur bus, and you can probably listen to the broadcast, but if you want to see images, you got to shut off your Safe Search and Google images. Or you can...
Frankie, I take it you support women being topless in public.
Oh, heck no. I was on the phone listening, and I got a pretty good idea. That would be a pretty good campaign for breast cancer awareness.
Wait, you don't support women being topless?
No, I do. I do. If they want to do it, they could do it. I'm all
right
for
on.
It.
But Frankie, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Apparently, it happened back in November of 2000, according to the Opie and Anthony Encyclopedia. Sounds like they were behind it. It resulted in Jim Norton, Louis Black, Rick Delgado, and a busload of naked teens getting arrested. So,
love how they want to use that term "teens." I mean, you know, just so blatant.
All right, so you can go look into that, I suppose, if you want. In the meantime, we will talk about what's going on in the UK, because this is breaking news, and it's pretty amazing. According to the Daily Mail in the UK, clutching a bloodied meat cleaver after executing a soldier on a crowded street, he delivers a chilling message of hate. "You people will never be safe," he declares in a clear South London accent. "An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth." In broad daylight, he and an accomplice had just repeatedly stabbed and tried to behead an off-duty soldier in front of dozens of passers-by.
How horrifying.
Throughout the frenzied attack, they shouted, "Allah Akbar," Arabic for "God is great," and then demanded horrified witnesses film them as they ranted over the crumpled body. The two black men in their 20s waited calmly for armed police to arrive before charging at the officers, brandishing a rusty revolver, knives, and meat cleavers. When the old
I bet that didn't go well for them.
When the old pistol was shot towards the police, it backfired and blew the thumb off of one of the men.
Ouch.
Moments later, they were cut down in a hail of bullets, believed to be fired by a woman marksman. Last night, both...
Sounds to me like they were committing suicide by cop.
Well, they tried, but they're actually still alive. Last night, both men were being treated...
Cut down usually means they're dead.
I think cut down can mean they were just...
Apparently, it does in this case.
Last night, they were being treated in the hospital for their wounds. There is video that is beginning to surface here. I found some video of this guy talking to a camera, but there's a lot of voiceover by some producer or somebody who's mm-hmm. trying to put something out for a news package. So I'm trying to find raw video. I haven't found that yet. Before police arrived, one of the killers was filmed giving his warped justification for the sickening attack, saying, quote, "We swear by mighty Allah, the Almighty Allah, that we'll never stop fighting you. The only reasons we have done this is because Muslims are dying every day. This British soldier is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. We apologize that women had to see this today, but in our lands, our women have to see the same." In footage screened by ITV News, he added, quote, "You people will never be safe. Remove your government. They don't care about you." And with that statement, he's absolutely correct. The government doesn't care about you. If they did, they wouldn't be over in other people's countries bombing and murdering and killing innocent people, which only inevitably brings blowback just like this and 9/11 and the Boston bombings and on and on and on. And as long as the U.S. military does continue their overseas meddling and the British military as well, then as long as that continues to happen, then expect more of the same of this.
Right, and I've got to say that, this is a horrifying incident, and I don't support it in any way, shape, or form. But what they've done here seems to me, in some ways, less horrifying than what has been done in many Middle Eastern countries. A lot of these people, I can excuse them for seeing this as a war of religion. I see it, in fact, more as a war of culture. And, the people that get slaughtered over there, there isn't really video of it. These are women mm-hmm. and children that are killed, collateral damage, sometimes in what they call double taps, by drones.
We'll come back with
more. Video for that.
There's more from this guy, one of the alleged murderers here, and the quotes that we have to share. 855-450-FREE. That's the Signal CAI toll-free line. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your calls and thoughts now. At 855-453, it's the SACL CAI toll-free line. News is continuing to break in the UK as a couple guys murder what is allegedly a British soldier on the streets, then proceed to explain to people who are nearby, to people who are holding video cameras, what they were doing it for. We'll continue that here in moments. But first.
Yeah, Mortgage Minute Guy wants you to know that that springtime is the time of the year that more houses are bought and sold. If you're going to sell a house in the springtime, you'll probably need to buy a house in which to move. If you're going to buy a house, you're going to need a mortgage. If you're going to need a mortgage, you should check with MortgageMinuteGuy.com because their experts will help you find the best mortgage for you. You know, a lot of people will just, you know, they'll go with the advice they get. And you need to get more pieces of advice so that you can see what the best option for you is. Mortgage Minute Guy will help you do that. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts have been helping people through talk radio for many years, over a decade, giving out their advice. And all you have to do is give them a call. By the way, you can go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com check out their website. But, you know, give them a call, 866-288-0088. Again, it's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
You people will never be safe, says one of the alleged killers. Remove your government. They don't care about you. He goes on. You think David Cameron is going to get caught in the street when we start busting our guns? You think your politicians are going to...
His gun really did bust. Blew his thumb off.
You think your politicians are going to die? No, it's going to be the average guy like you.
That much is true.
And your children.
Sadly. Sadly.
The government's not going to be there to keep you safe.
How many innocent people in the Middle East died in order to get Osama bin Laden? I can understand why people in the Middle East might be, or people, you know, who have friends in the Middle East or who are Muslim might feel that it's a war on them, because there's a lot of evidence for that. the United States government has been accused, and there's quite a bit of evidence for, not that he have actually owned up to this, but using tactics like the double tap. The double tap is when you use a drone, you drop a Hellfire missile, it blows up, a dozen people or whatever, one of them being your target, maybe. And then you wait for everybody to come around and start picking through the rubble and helping the people that have been harmed. You drop another one to get anybody who might aid and abet a terrorist. A terrorist, yes. By State Department's definition, apparently is any male over the age of 14. So when you just wholesale, make people guilty by their age and gender without a trial, you could expect some level of upset. And in this case, they went after a soldier in uniform. I don't know if they intended to do this or if this was just a random situation.
Oh, no. They intended to do this.
How do you know that?
Let me give you a little more information. Okay. So the slaughter. By the way, one more part of his quote. This is the last line here. So get rid of them. He's talking about your governments.
Yeah.
Tell them to bring our troops back so you can all live in peace. And isn't that interesting? Because it's essentially what was said by Osama bin Laden many, many years ago, and that is that all you have to do is stop this. All you government people, you just need to stop doing this murder in the Middle East, and we'll stop the war that's coming back on you.
Well, what I think is interesting also in this circumstance is this person was claimed to have had a perfect South whatever London accent. Is that right?
Yep.
And he slips up and he says we, and then he says you. This person has been alienated. This person is English, and he's enacting this crime on an English soldier. But he feels so alienated by his government's actions, and of course the United States government's too, that he has just decided to switch sides. He's more concerned with his religion than he is, and his culture, sort of the culture that goes with his religion, than he is with his own citizenship and where he was born and where he's from. And let me ask you this. If you're a Christian and you're listening to the sound of my voice, how would you feel if this was turned around and it appeared to be to you that this was some kind of religious war upon yourself? Would you be willing to throw aside your citizenship in deference to your religion and the culture that goes with your religion? And I really do wonder. I really, really wonder. Because a Christian, the immediate response should be, absolutely. My religion is the most important thing to me. But here in the United States, the religion and the culture and patriotism have all gotten really wrapped up together.
Mm.
And I don't know. If you were to actually sort of and I don't think a lot of people do know this about themselves, if you were to sort of pull out and extricate that thing in them that is the one that's most core, if it's actually their religion or if it's patriotism.
Yeah, well, right. The state, the worship of the state is really a religion.
Flag worship is the single largest religion in the United States.
Yesterday's slaughter took place 200 yards from the Royal Artillery Barracks, so this wasn't just some soldier walking down any street. This was an area in which you're likely to find soldiers. And it was close to a primary school at about 2:20 in the afternoon. Witnesses told how the men drove a dark blue Vauxhall Tigra onto the pavement and knocked down the soldier. They first hit him with a car, then got out and proceeded to slaughter him. He was wearing a T-shirt with the Army Charity Help for Heroes logo on it and was carrying a military-issue rucksack. The men then leapt out of their car and hacked and chopped at their victim before dragging his bloodied body into the middle of the road. Last night, both men were placed under arrest after being treated for gunshot wounds and under armed guard in separate hospitals. So, the story goes on to point out that security has been tightened at Army barracks, etc. They go on to maybe get into a little bit more about the men who were involved in this particular horrifying incident. But, of course, the government guys are tough talking. They're saying, we're going to get you and terrorists can never win, etc.
Well, they did get them. I mean, but this isn't something...
They won't get the next one. There's going to be more.
But there are people out there that agree with them. And as time goes by and more innocents are killed in the Middle East, more and more people are going to agree. These aren't terrorists. These are Englishmen. These are Englishmen that the foreign policy of England, or, you know, British subjects, that the foreign policy of Britain has turned into these kind of gruesome killers. And if I had to choose, if I had to pick between an innocent child being killed in the Middle East by a Hellfire missile through collateral damage,
or a soldier on the streets,
or an English soldier on the streets of England being killed with a meat cleaver, I'm going to say I'm going to pick the soldier. Why do I pick the soldier? I pick the soldier because he raised the banner of war.
Yeah.
He said, I am here in order to catch your bullets, government. Government, you go ahead and you do whatever stupid, evil, illogical thing you wish to do around the world, and I will take your paycheck in order to catch the bullets that people mean for your leaders. And I guess that's what he signed up for.
I can understand where you're coming from. I also agree.
I don't celebrate it.
Right.
I think it's wrong.
Yeah, I also
this
agree.
It's terrible and gruesome.
Violence doesn't make things better, so I don't agree with the blowback here. But
I said I had to choose.
Right, but I realize what reality is, and the reality is not everybody is dedicated to peace. And a lot of people, when their family members and friends and loved ones and people that they can identify with are being slaughtered in the Middle East, they're going to see that, and they're going to want to do something about it. And they're going to figure out what they're going to do about it, whether it's bombing the Boston Marathon or whether it's attacking a soldier on the streets in the UK or whatever it is that comes next. You can guarantee there's going to be something that comes next. And it's all as a result of what the military people, the government people are doing. This guy's words are very important. It's important to pay attention to what he's saying and not just look at him like some sort of psycho religious nut. Maybe he is a psycho religious nut, but what he's saying is explaining to you why he's doing what he's doing. He's not doing this for no reason. He didn't just randomly murder someone in the streets. He specifically targeted this soldier because of what he perceives that the soldier stands for. And he perceives the soldier stands for murdering innocent people around the world. So as soon as the wars are over, as soon as they end this, and the sooner they do, this can all be over. And that's what this guy says. And from that perspective, he's not being unreasonable. He's just wrong in that violence doesn't solve problems. As, of course, we'll see, violence actually is what the government looks forward to. It gives them an excuse to grow. It gives them an excuse to expand the police state. So he hasn't done us any favors, but it's predictable that these things will happen. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.